bad. All
right, we gotta figure this out, man, because we're just stepping all over each other's toes.
Hilarious.
Like, why don't maybe we just do it together every week, and then we'll both forget, and then there'll just be silence.
And then I'll just do it out of nowhere, randomly. Yeah.
You heard his voice. I was watching him stream last night. Curtis Fisher, what's going on, man?
Oh my gosh, I streamed three times in one day.
Congratulations. Dang. Yeah, and some of the supporters were out there. Pocket Drew, Asian.
Drew and the TARDIS, Pocket Asian. Thanks Noxy came through and Noxy? Dropped a sub.
Damn.
Man. Noxy. A Girl Keeps Secret showed up.
Okay.
I mean, like, Corey showed up.
I was up in there, man. I was invested in your game like I was watching a real Kings game. Like, I was really disappointed in you in that third quarter when
I dropped 7 points.
I was like, trade Curtis Fisher. Trade Curtis. We don't need him.
Get Boogie back.
Yeah, get Boogie back.
Trade me for Boogie. What?
But hey, I came back and I won the game, though.
You came back,
right?
With an A-minus rating, too, no
Fletched
less.
It out.
So, nice job. I watched him stream maybe 2 days ago.
No, it was yesterday.
Was it yesterday as well?
It was yesterday as well.
David Webb, what's up?
What is up, everybody?
You were streaming some Apex.
I did test out my new equipment. I got like an arm, a boom arm for my mic.
Okay, those are handy.
And I felt like a pro streamer.
All right.
Hey, when you look the part, you feel the
part. Fake
it
till you make it.
Yeah,
fake it till you make it.
I did get a pop filter for it too.
Yeah?
But it's not the right size. I could have sworn it said it was compatible with a Yeti. And so I get it, and it's the one where it's not like what Curtis has. It's like the one where it like clamps onto the mic.
Okay.
And there's rubber bands around it, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, why aren't the rubber bands working? I go, well, they gave me another set. Maybe it's just, and then I go on the website, and it's like, oh, it's meant for like these little ones, like what we have in studio. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of balanced it.
Always a safe bet.
I just got 100% deja vu. I swear to God, we've had this exact conversation, this exact setting before.
I promise you.
I know we have it.
You know what that means?
But I'm just like, I know what he's gonna say next.
You know what that means? It's a glitch in the Matrix.
Was that a glitch in the Matrix, or did we?
That was. That sure was.
Like a glitch.
Whatever the hell you just tried to say.
You heard her voice. She has to correct everything.
It's very true. I do.
Emma Skies, including people on the internet.
Always.
All the time.
Always. What else would I do with my time?
That's true. Sit at home, watch Game of Thrones. Oh, you can multitask.
I can multitask, yeah. Except not today, because everything was fucking down.
Yeah. What was up with that trending all day? Actually, Facebook, I still can't barely log in there, but Instagram and Facebook went down. Did they get DDoSed?
I don't know. I was seeing some stuff that a bunch of different social platforms got DDoSed. I know WhatsApp got hit, too.
Wait, did Slack go down?
No, unfortunately,
The world is fine. Good
like,
Lord.
You're like, I thought I had a quiet day at work today.
No, we use Teams. We don't use Slack.
So we were given a new segment on the show. Thank you to the good people at Oblivion Comics and Coffee. And what they do is they hook up our boy Curtis here, the comic book expertise on the crew. And he goes through, reads it, and then tells you whether it's worth your time or not. So, Curtis, what do we have on this week's Curtis's Comic Book Corner?
Curtis's Comic Book Corner. We got two this week. So, we're going to do it a little bit different than we've done before. I will start off with the one. So, we've done two DC books before. And again, shout out. I have to kind of double shout them out. They gave me two books this week. I went in and I saw L Boogie. She had them with Laura from Oblivion Comics and Copy. The Magnificent Miss Marvel. For everybody who is going and seeing the Miss Marvel movie and wanting to get an extra dose with a slight Captain Marvel. That's right. Dang it.
So this is Ms. Marvel?
This is Ms. Marvel.
So is this like the movie or no?
This is just like the movie, but nothing like it at all. So that's what makes it so awesome. Kamala Khan is Ms. Marvel. And this one is a number one. So for people who actually don't know much about our current Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan, this is a good way to get into it. I want to just say two things that really stuck out to me. The first one was the coloring was really, really, really solid in this book. I like to have really good writing, and I like the art, obviously, to be on point as well. So they did a really good job with this. Saladin Ahmed, who is the writer for this one, came over from the Black Bolt series that was going on over at Marvel. And everybody was loving that. And it's nice to see him come over and pick up this book and kind of start it from the beginning. His writing style kind of lends to his beat. He's like really on beat. He's almost like a drummer that just stays in the pocket really well. And that was the other thing that I liked about the book. Not only was the art by Minkyu Jung, I believe, but also the writings from Saladin Akman was awesome. He seeded something really nice about midway through the second act of the comic, and then throughout the end, it was perfect how he wrapped it up. He literally brought it home, made it relatable in the sense that you know, it kind of comes back to family. You know, and any time that something is really good or especially really bad going on with family, it's pretty easy to get invested because to a degree we all have family.
Cool. So are we picking this one up? Is this an absolute buy?
This one, I will say, kind of going back to like the Marvel side of things, if you really dig Marvel and you want, you know, just some really solid writing with some good art, I would say go ahead and pick this one up and check it out. Saladin Akman's writing, I think people can easily digest.
All right, cool.
And for the second one, we've been giving Marvel, we haven't been giving Marvel a lot of love. We've been giving DC a lot of love, and that's because they put out good books. So the other one we have this week is The Batman Who Laughs. I don't know if it's a one-shot or a series. That's what I'm trying to find out, but it is The Grim Knight. So anybody who's familiar with The Batman Who Laughs, it kind of came out of the whole metal thing from, DC did Rebirth, and then through Rebirth we got Metal, which kind of has us transitioning to where we are now. Scott Snyder, who wrote Emma's given
what did he write?
He wrote the Batman series from actually starting in New 52 with Greg Capullo and whatnot.
They're my favorite comic duo team right now.
Oh yeah, yeah,
they're incredible together.
Yeah, like really nice gritty art, and then the writing it continues in here. Scott Snyder is he's like very studied. He's like, you can tell that he was a student of comics and he's a student of the character because he will put like those little itty bitty things that are so idiosyncratic of Batman into the stories, and you're like, oh yeah, this is the detective, you know, like showing that side, showing the humane side of Batman. On this one, it's a little different because this is like Elseworlds almost. So this is the Grim Knight. This is what happens if when Batman's parent, Bruce Wayne's parents, gets killed in the alley, and the Joe Chill drops the gun and Bruce Wayne picks it up and fires it at him and takes him down too.
So we got some stuff to unpack.
Darkest timeline.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The art matches it perfectly. Eduardo Risso. It's almost like half of it looks like kind of somewhat traditional modern comic art, and then the other half kind of looks almost like watercolored. So the textures change as they're going, you know, like to the backstory versus being modern time.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Because he picked up the gun and fired at Joe Chill, at the killer of his parents, he and Jim Gordon are actually at odds, like, big time. So they're not friends in this one. And it's very interesting what happens. There's a lot of emphasis on Jim Gordon. I mean, Scott Snyder put Jim Gordon in a mech suit.
Yeah,
he really made him Batman for a while. He really likes Jim Gordon. And I know that may be strange to some people, but he does it in a way where it kind of like makes it believable. So in this, he's putting emphasis on Jim Gordon again, and there's a real conflict between the Grim Knight and Jim Gordon. So this one, I would say, I don't care who you are or what you do, unless you hate Batman, which I hope no one does, get this book.
All right.
Yep. So again, thanks to Oblivion Comics and Coffee. If you guys are in the Sacramento area looking to pick up some comics or some coffee, stop by there on K Street.
Hell yeah.
Oh, let's not. That's an even worse transition than the one we did before.
You act surprised.
Never expected.
Emma.
What? Like, sometimes he, like, plays it up like he's about to do it. Sometimes
it's not. You should always be prepared.
Keeping you on your toes. If you expect the worst, no one can disappoint you.
Was he doing like an accent for a hot second there?
He was. I feel like he was trying to do some sort of Game of Thrones thing.
Shut up. Can we just talk about the news for once?
For once.
Yeah, for once I want the news to happen.
Oh, snap. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dangerous topic to bring up, sir. Dangerous.
I mean, we can talk about reasons we haven't talked about the news, but you know, whatever.
What's in the news today, Emma?
What's in the news today? We got GDC coming up next week.
Yeah.
So This is me telling you that next week will be some great news.
Yeah, this is just one of the, this is a filler episode.
This is what they call a teaser in Hollywood.
This is a Dragon Ball Z episode where we're just powering up.
Yes. I don't understand that because I'm not a fucking weeb.
Jeez.
She's so aggressive.
I know.
Insults.
What the heck?
Some people insult. Some people aggressively insult.
She attacks you where it hurts.
She does.
Your weebness?
Who?
Jeez.
Anyway, so.
Can we just talk about the news?
We got a we got a weird sort of teaser for Google's GDC presentation.
So was this the controller?
No, that came out a few days ago. So Google patented a gaming controller. So everybody's like, yeah, okay, we're getting a console. But today they put out like a teaser for their GDC presentation that's just like, it's basically a video of like a bunch of rendered like corridors, like that are all of like games. Like there's ones that look like space, there's ones that look like nature, there's ones that look like a city, or, you know, it's just a bunch of different like gaming hallways or gaming-esque hallways that you're walking through. Leads into like this tunnel of light. Oh, so beautiful. Yeah. And then at the end, it just has the date for GDC. It's just like, it's like a, they're really hyping up whatever they're going to announce.
Okay.
And 100%, well, I mean, I guess I have to say like 99% sure it's going to be a console.
Yeah.
Because they, so like the, I guess the link that's accompanied with the video, this is from Forbes. They were talking about the link under the video leads you to the Google hardware store where you can sign up to get like gaming news and offers. And that store has only ever sold hardware. Mm. Like not online stuff, not streaming stuff. Like they've only that.
Chromecast, Chromebooks.
Yeah, like the link I guess that leads to only sells hardware. Plus with the addition of the patent that we all know about now.
Girl Keeps Secrets has a good point in chat. Thinks that maybe it's VR. I could totally see a VR pivot like from them, especially seeing how that's more like techie than just gaming by itself.
I wouldn't be surprised if they have a console that supports VR, but I doubt they're going to put something out that's only VR.
Yeah, because they already have something out that's only VR. They have the, besides the cardboard, they have the other one, View.
Oh, do they have one?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had a headset.
Yeah, they already have a headset. Like, it's not like computer. It doesn't go on your computer. It's like a mobile one, but they already have one.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no, I think it's going to be a console, if anything.
Yeah, it's 100% going to be a console. I bet it has VR support. And I didn't know this until I was reading the Forbes article. They brought on a new VP recently, yeah. And mm-hmm. She was finally allowed to say, like, I'm going to Google. And it's Jade Raymond, who worked for EA, worked for Ubisoft for many years. She was a producer or executive producer on Assassin's Creed, Assassin's Creed 2, Assassin's Creed Bloodlines, Watch Dogs. Snap. Like, yeah. She's a big name.
Yeah.
Like, she's got some weight behind her credentials.
I would like to see which decisions she had influence on at those companies, because those companies don't inspire the most confidence, but...
those were all solid games, though.
Yeah, those were solid games. But was she the one like pushing for the DLC, or was she the one in the that we all hope is there saying?
I mean, she did work at EA for a time.
Yeah,
she worked on, I think they said the Sims Online at EA.
Oh, so take that.
So it's not like she's, you know, doing Battlefront.
Yeah.
But so they're like, Google's going hard on gaming. Like, yeah. they're throwing themselves into this.
Gotta make up for the Ouya.
That I heard that controller was fake. So they put. There was like this viral image of the worst looking controller you could imagine. Like if you took just a non-gamer and said, what do you think a controller should look like? It'd be that thing.
I didn't see any pictures of it. I just saw in the Forbes article that Google had patented a controller.
This one had like an image and it was all speculation. But it's bad. It's bad. Google it on your own time, people. But it's ugly.
Oh, wow. So we'll see. I think theirs is on Tuesday, I want to say, is their day, their presentation at GDC. So keep an eye out for that. I am curious to see what they're going to pull out with that.
Yeah.
And my first instinct is to be like, well, like, how are they going to fucking compete when you have the market giants that are Xbox, PlayStation, Switch? Like, how are you going to
maneuver
your way into that market share?
Yeah, that's tough. Like, geez, like Google going up against Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony?
That's a hard one. But the other thing, because I think it was in the same article, they mentioned the same thing. They're like, that is what a lot of people are thinking, but they're kind of known for coming in late and just making it work. Like, their web browser
true.
Was much later to the game than everybody else.
Oh, yeah,
and definitely. It's the preferred method for most people.
For sure.
I don't know. There's potential. It could be good. It could be a hit. I'm curious to see. I don't know.
I think, like, what you say about what they did with the web browser makes a little sense, but it's all about they were able to do that because everybody used Google at the time, too. They came out with a new search engine that started, you know, making everybody else look bad. And then
which also came later.
Which came later, Ask Jeeves and
Alta Vista.
They sit back and they study a market, and then they come up with what they think is the solution.
Yeah.
What I think is always played to their advantage is just having the infrastructure there. Like, they go to where the people are, and it just seems like it comes out of nowhere. But, like, I feel like too many people have already Xboxes, and it's a much more expensive thing than a free add-on or extension. So trying to actually produce a console, the way it'd have to work is it would have to be cloud-based, maybe, and then play off of...
Which they've already, like, they already tested their cloud-based gaming service in January, and apparently it went well.
Okay.
So I'm betting it's going to be diskless, it's going to be cloud-based.
Yeah.
The only other thing I could see them really being able to push is if it had, like, cross-platform with the other consoles.
Yeah, I don't know who they're going to partner with. Like, is it going to be just their own game store, and this is just the whole thing for their mobile types? You know, because mobile games are wicked popular, and people would probably play it on, like, they have a mobile PUBG, they have mobile Fortnite. Like, you play those games that they already have, or they partner with Epic or something like that, and if they were going to be bringing bigger game stores or Steam.
Yeah. I mean, they got the Chrome stick. They have hardware out there. I mean, they're experienced with it, and they've seen success with selling hardware. It's just this is a slightly different arena. But, I mean, they went and got someone who is – I mean, you know, they got the money. They went and got someone who's really experienced. So I think if they're willing – what I want to make sure is that when they come in, they just don't try to make a splash and then they'll follow through, because I think we see that happens too often with people coming from the outside. You got to be willing to, like, sit like a elephant and just wait right there and ride it out for a while. But if you try to come and make a splash, and then I think it's going to be a flash in the pan.
So I bet we get an announcement for what it is, and then probably a holiday release.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
So
cool.
That'll be interesting to see what happens.
We'll be following that story closely.
Speaking of mobile games, you put something in there.
I did, and it's just more sadness. Like, these stories make me just sad. Like, do you want me to tell it, or can you tell it?
Cause I mean, I didn't look it up. That's all you.
Okay, so a study says that about 91% of children ages 3 to 12 ask their parental permission before making purchases in mobile games. 3 to 12-year-olds. I really hope a majority of those are, like, in the 10 to 12. Like, why would a 3-year-old need to buy DLC? Or be asking a parent for it.
You need those tickets in Candy Crush, bro.
Yeah. It's those little games where, like, you get extra lives. Or, like, the Harry Potter game. Like, you get extra lives and extra time and stuff.
I don't like that they have to think about that. Like, they're already being sold indoctrinated with DLC and pay-to-win content. Like,
yeah.
Like, didn't have that. You know, we had the good old days where we were being scammed. Yeah.
If it was on the cartridge, then you played it. If it wasn't, then you didn't play it.
That was the biggest lie. When you look at them boxes back in the day, they had, like, the wonderfully illustrated things, and you pull it up and it's just 16 blocks. That was a lie. But still, beyond all that, this is crazy. So the report also shows that parents spending gaming content increased 34% year on year, which accounted for one third of all entertainment spending in general for children ages 3 to 12. So this is a number that's growing. These kids are getting more addicted and asking their parents. There's 9% of some assholes that don't ask their parents and just do it.
Like, the 91% is a good number.
Yeah, that's a good number.
That's a good number.
That they're asking. That's good. But the fact that this thing is controlling. So in total, the average amount a parent spends on entertainment for their child in 2018 was about $1,300, which is about 25% increase over the last year.
Oh my God, I don't know why I didn't process that right. You said entertainment, but I read that, I heard that as, like, this is what they're spending on mobile games. I was like,
a large percentage of that probably is with the way the Fortnite mobile games pass works. That's a system. I don't know that the Apex crowd that's getting drawn into BRs for the first time doesn't understand yet, because it's not out. But Apex is going to
They're going to have a season pass or a battle pass, whatever the fuck they're going to call it. Yep. And, like, they're already talking about that stuff.
They're getting it out there, but I think until that pops up on the screen, that to have more fun, you have to buy this thing, might turn people off. It's hard because this is unproven.
Does it turn people off Fortnite?
Well, these are children.
Who do you think's playing Fortnite?
Fortnite children. That's what I'm saying. Apex is an older crowd. I see what you're saying. No, the kids who play Fortnite will get suckered into it because, you know, they got to have what's new and they got to have all the skins. But I don't know. Like, are you going to do it, Emma? Like, you've been playing the game a lot.
I don't know. It depends on what they put in there and if I think it's worth the payment, because it's a free to play game. So I don't mind. Like, if I'm putting hundreds of hours into it, I don't mind paying a few bucks.
So
it'll depend on what's in it. Like, if it's all cosmetic, I won't give a shit.
So the learning opportunity, what would you see the other side? What would make you throw down your money? What do you want to see exactly?
I honestly don't know, because I don't really spend money on DLC a lot, at least not for, like, multiplayer games like this. And I don't do the whole free-to-play BR thing for the most part, so I don't really know what's going to be in it. And I'll just have to see what's in it when it comes out. I don't know. I literally don't know what I'm supposed to be paying for.
Yeah.
If they follow the Fortnite thing, it is the ability to unlock, like, high tier, like, never skins get it again stuff. Type skin. They kind of run that Supreme model.
Yeah. Oh, I don't give a fuck about that then. Like, if it's just cosmetic, I don't give a shit. I'm not going to pay money for that.
Yeah, what else can they give you in that game?
I have because no idea.
It would just, that would completely break the integrity of the game if they're giving you some sort of advantage. Like, when you drop, you know, it's always good stuff around you.
Always get massive.
They would never.
I don't know if it's going to be like, I don't know if they're doing other modes, and, like, if you pay X amount of dollars, Fortnite does that. Like, their PvE is the paid version.
Well, but that's, like, buying the game itself. That's not, like, a season pass or anything like that.
Well,
that's
something
different. Yeah. Yeah, season pass with the BR is usually just cosmetic.
That's true. Pocket Asian in chat said characters.
Characters.
If they're going to do characters that you can only get through paying, that would suck. I'd be so mad.
But, see, I don't know. Like, I understand the need to make money, and I understand that that's what the goal behind this is. But I feel like that's one of the things that's so great about Apex. It's so different of the other ones. It doesn't have that right now. Like, you just go in, you play with your friends, and you have a good time. Like, there's no season pass to worry about or anything like that. Yeah. So I think that's what drew a lot of people to Apex from, say, Fortnite. Because you open up Fortnite, and it's just in your face. Buy the season pass, buy the, you know, battle pass or whatever.
I wouldn't know.
I know.
All right, what else we got?
We talked a couple weeks ago about video game movies, mm-hmm. and I feel like that's why this is happening to us now.
We summoned the demon.
We summoned the demon.
A portal to hell is opened.
Oh my God. We made this happen, and I just want to apologize to everybody. I'm so sorry. We didn't know. We didn't mean to do this. I forgot the power.
I would like to put on record that this is an episode I was not on, so I have zero fault in this.
Because you know what it is? It's been so long since my weird podcast power has manifested that I forgot.
You forgot the power you said.
I forgot that I say things on this show and then they happen.
You willed Doom Annihilation into existence.
And now we have a trailer for Doom Annihilation. Oh my God.
If a trailer is what you want to call it, I'd call it visual toilet paper.
It was bad. It looked like, I don't know if this is a great comparison, but this is the last time I had that feeling, that Teen Titans television show.
Titans on DC.
Titans. So much worse.
It looked like those two were comparable. Where I'm watching it and I'm just like, this looks amateur. This is not. Oh, yeah. Polished.
It looks like you were saying. It looks like a college student's project.
Yeah.
It looks like it's from the 90s.
A bad Starship Troopers. Like Starship Troopers, because they made like a dozen of them. So like Starship Troopers 12 trailer.
Whatever one had the least amount of funding.
Exactly. That's the one.
Yeah, it looks like it has no funding. It looks like there's like four people in the movie. It just, the font. Don't get me started on the font.
Oh my God.
The font in the trailer really triggered me.
The only thing that would have been worse was if it was Comic Sans.
Oh. So yeah, if you have not seen this, it's like 30 seconds long. It's from Universal. They're making a new Doom movie. And ID Software, who created, I don't know why I said that weird. I had like a stroke in the middle of saying that.
She's so triggered right now. It's hard for her to talk.
I can't even speak. I'm so upset. So So ID Software, who is currently, you know, making Doom and makes the Doom games and I believe created it in the first place, has publicly said they have nothing to do with this.
Dang, they've disowned the very thing they sank $2,000 into. That's so sad.
Strip them of all their titles and land. And banish them.
I do social media, right? So I kind of, when I look at a tweet, I kind of look to the messaging and try and think about what were they thinking when they were coming up with, you know, are they trying to be diplomatic about it? Like, hey, we're going to support this. This is the quote. We're not involved with the movie. That's it. That was the tweet. They quote tweeted it.
Yeah.
So they didn't even have, they didn't care enough to like make their own, you know, thing about it. So they quote tweeted it. We're not involved with the movie. Stop asking us. Like, I'm assuming they're getting blown up. God. Like, how could you put your name on this bullshit? It's terrible. What did you do?
And, like, this is terrible for them in the year that they're supposed to be releasing a new Doom game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awful timing.
Yeah, nice. This thing was like a meme.
It's so bad. Blood Ocean in chat is asking if Dwayne The Rock Johnson is in it. And no. No, he's not. That's the worst part. This movie doesn't even have The Rock or Rosamund Pike to save it.
That's the tragedy?
That's the worst part? Of all of that, was the worst part.
Yeah.
Yikes.
The tragic part, too, is that, like, the plot and at the portal to hell and actually showing demons and stuff, if they were to take this script and give it the production value and great people behind the first Doom, when there actually was budget and big name actors in The Rock,
right?
Why couldn't we just get this plot line with that level production of production value?
Yeah,
it probably would have been way better to have The Rock fighting a fucking devil.
Was that one bad, the Doom one?
Oh yeah,
it looked great and had big actors.
Ever seen that scene that's like a meme now of like that's all first person? It's like a movie, but it's like first person shooter. It's from that movie.
Best scene of the movie.
It's horrible.
No. That was actually the best scene of the movie, though.
Yeah, they tried to make it just like the video game.
Yeah,
and that was the best part scene of the movie, and it was not great.
It's horrible. It looks terrible. But so Doom Annihilation, garbage. Keep an eye out for Doom Eternal. Please do not let this horrible movie sour you on a new Doom game from ID Software, because I really want it.
Yeah, don't let it. It's fighting an uphill battle, though, because it's like the last game was actually good.
Yeah, and it was so good.
They're going to release a bad movie. But what if this movie's like that? That's its thing. What if it's supposed to be bad?
You know, Sharknado.
Yeah, maybe this is the Sharknado thing, and that's
what
they want.
But Sharknado was not a theatrical release.
True,
but Snakes on a Plane was.
That's true. Snakes on this motherfucking
plane. I don't think Snakes on a Plane was supposed to be a bad movie, though. I think they just realized it was, and they're like, yeah, okay, we can work with this.
Lean into it.
Yeah, that's the conspiracy theorists. I like to think. I hope that, like, they did.
I mean, it's Snakes on a Plane.
It's Sam Jackson. I mean,
I just don't understand why Doom and why Doom again. Like, there are so many games that you could turn into good movies. We just talked about this on the podcast when we talked about video game movies. Like, there are so many good stories in games. Doom has already been done, and it's been done horribly.
Yeah.
And of like, Doom has a good story. You know, or it has a story, but like.
Thank you for amending that.
Well, because the story of Doom is very, like.
Simple.
It's very simple, like, especially in the last game, like, they got much deeper into it, and I really appreciated that. Like, if you go and find all the things, like, all the Easter eggs and things, like, there is a plot line, there is a story that you can work off of, but. Like, at its core, it's not a great narrative for a film.
If they ended up going the direction of it being bad on purpose, I feel like it would be the best thing they can do for the Doom franchise, because like Doom has always been tongue-in-cheek anyways.
Yeah, like the fucking BFG.
Yeah,
like the game knows what it is and it does it well.
It gives you a big fucking gun, like says it right on the thing, and that's, it's campy and funny. Like, so if they took that direction and were able to embody that feeling into the movie, Maybe that's the way to look at it.
Just right? Make better choices, Universal.
that's an option.
Or you can go that route.
I just don't understand. I really
reevaluate your life choices.
As long as we're speaking about teasing things, we talked a little bit about the GDC tease. We are also getting some teases for PAX East, which is coming up at the end of the month.
Oh my God, my heart just dropped because I'm so excited to talk about this.
Is that why you said Wicked earlier?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like. What?
Of course.
Anyway, Borderlands 3 has been teased to... They're 100% going to announce
it. Yeah, 100%. Baby. Oh, my God. I got so excited. This is all I wanted from the last E3. Honestly, the whole time I wanted Skate and I wanted Borderlands.
And you got neither.
I got neither of them. And it was so upsetting. Like, that could have swayed any... You know how we always say, oh, who won? Do you think it was PlayStation? Whatever one had Borderlands would have won.
No, because PlayStation... Even if it was in PlayStation, PlayStation would have still lost.
I don't believe so. I love this game. Then I'm more excited to see, like, what song they picked for the first teaser. Like, they nailed it out of the park the first two when they did the No Rest for the Wicked, the Cage the Elephant song.
I just want to figure out how they're going to have three guns pointing at him.
Which one? Oh, wow. Yeah, see?
So, does this mean that you're going to kind of forget about Outlanders?
No.
You sure?
No. Why not Outlanders? Both? The Outer Worlds. Now, he's talking about the Outer Worlds. I filter myself just to understand him sometimes.
Fantastic show. Outlander is a wonderful show.
But yeah, both games could coexist. And I assume if they're just going to announce Borderlands 3, unless they're complete badasses like Bethesda.
And say, it's out tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to drop it in a month. That would be best case scenario. But
oh, because that worked out well for them.
Well, I mean, is there another game who did this well? No, Fallout 4. Well, Fallout 4 wasn't. Okay, stop it, Emma. Stop it.
I'm just saying.
You're a bad person.
If you put holes in I'm just saying, I really
need you to temper your excitement a little bit and think about your podcast powers and what happens when you think they're going to be good.
There's no way I could ruin Borderlands.
And there it is, everybody. This game is going to flop.
Yeah. We apologize. It's going to be all multiplayer, no NPCs.
You know what? I saw Pocket Asian 29 in the chat, and he actually takes a lot of Twitch clips and he archives them and has them on command when things happen.
Nice.
So please, Pocket Asian, clip what I had just said about Borderlands.
Don't do it.
Doubling down on it.
I'm doubling down. I'm tripling down, baby. As soon as the game comes out, give me like a week and drop that Twitch clip in. We'll see who's right. We'll see who's right.
I hope that Sweet Twitch clip.
Fast forward a year. Okay, Emma, I know I said I was right about this.
And here we're going to have an episode on what went wrong with Borderlands 3.
So, Corey, what went wrong? Twitch clip.
Oh, my God. We have to get away from this topic just to save the game.
Please.
Microsoft made some new announcements. The Master Chief Collection is finally coming to the PC.
Yeah, boy. This is the other one I was excited for.
Apparently something people were waiting for. I don't know.
Why? How could you not?
Because I have it on Xbox.
But it's going to look better. It's going to sound better. And the controls are going to be silky smooth. Those 360, 720 no scopes off the Warthog, blowing off the head of some poor brute.
You've never done that.
No, because I was on a controller forever. That's why, that's why it's going to be possible to do those things. Because we're going to have this beautiful Logitech G Pro mouse flicking on people.
If you do a 360 no scope off of a Warthog,
doing a 720,
doing a 720,
thank you.
Shoot off a brute's face, I will give you $50.
So Twitch clip that, Pocket Asian, because I'm going to cash in day one this game comes out.
Is the Warthog doing a 720 and you're doing a 360?
Yeah,
Emma. Obviously,
I just want to get the logistics right.
Come on,
I just want to get the logistics.
Did
right.
I stutter? I didn't think so. But the feeling it's going to be playing this game, I seriously can't play on controller. You guys meme, and it sounds like I'm being a prestigious console prick. I know what it sounds like, but it's so good.
Because that's
exactly
what it is.
But it's liberating to play on mouse and keyboard. Like, just the fluidity of the motion and how quickly you can turn and aim, you can never do that on controller. And aim assist, like... It's just, don't even get me started, guys. It's going to feel so good to be my beautiful Master Chief running through legendary campaigns with a mouse and keyboard.
I'm probably going to still put my Xbox controller into the
computer.
Would you?
Yeah.
What? That's how I play Anthem.
Oh, poor boy. Okay.
Anyway,
why are you guys excited? I'm excited for the mouse and keyboard. Emma.
So we're getting the Master Chief Collection, and they also announced they are adding Reach fucking finally
to
the Master Chief Collection.
And ODST, right?
ODST is already on there.
On the Master Chief Collection?
Yeah.
Is it? Because I have the physical copy and it's not on there.
You probably need to update it. I'm pretty sure ODST is on there.
What?
Because I think they added it. So correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't they add ODST because it was so buggy at launch that they put that in there for free? Like, as a gift.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, they were selling them, like, double discs.
Oh,
so,
snap.
Yeah.
I have to go back and check.
Yeah, they added ODST a while ago.
I've never played ODST.
So it's Halo 1 through 4 and ODST.
It was one of the games that kind of brought horde modes.
Yeah.
Back okay. when back when they were like today's Battle Royale, everything had a horde mode.
Right. Thanks, Gears of War.
Yeah, Gears of War really was the one. But that was when it came to the Halo franchise, I remember. Yeah. It was fun, though. We were all hooked. So it did something right.
That's cool. So they're adding Reach to the Master Chief Collection. If you have it on Xbox, you are going to get Reach asterisk. Oof. In that you're getting Reach multiplayer, but if you want the campaign or firefight modes, that's a, quote, premium add-on, which it's fucking DLC that you have to buy.
Did they announce the price for it yet?
Mm-mm. They haven't announced any pricing or release date, I don't think. And then the way that they're doing, I don't know what the schedule is, but they're doing the Master Chief Collection on like a rollout, like a timed rollout on PC.
Yeah.
So they're going to start with Reach. They're not going to release Halo 1 first. They're going to start with Reach, and then they'll release Halo 1 and then 2 and then 3, but like it'll all be timed differently. So you won't be able to just get the whole thing at once.
Okay.
Which basically it sounds like they did so that they could get it sooner and you wouldn't have to wait until they were done with all of them, which I guess makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, they haven't announced when pre-orders are happening or sale prices or anything.
So the Reach stuff that they announced is going to come to Xbox, right?
Yes.
So Xbox will get that. So I have a few theories / ideas. One, I cannot see them charging for this Reach campaign if you have the Games Pass. Like, if you're a Games Pass person and they already give you the Master Chief Collection, the whole thing of it, and they're going to give you Infinite, and they're giving you games like Crackdown, those premium titles, day one that they control, I don't anticipate them making you buy the Reach thing.
I think the fact that it's being worded as premium content or premium add-on means they're going to charge you because they're just going to look at it like it's DLC.
So you don't get the DLC in games that are on the Games Pass?
No.
Okay. That.
As far as I know.
It could be that way, but I hope not.
But I think, do you have Game Pass?
I do, but I don't play too much games on the console.
Gotcha. So, yeah, I feel like you're definitely going to have to pay for it, which is fine. Oh. Like, I'm fine paying for Reach.
Unless they're calling it premium content, so they get away from the DLC, like...
That's just the same thing under a different term, though.
Well, yeah, I'm not
saying
it's
not. When has that not worked in the gaming world?
I'm just saying, like, for a marketing, like, DLC has this bad connotation around it, but if you don't say it's DLC, it's premium content, then the dummies are going to be like, oh, okay, cool.
Which is dumb. I really wish they'd done the campaign as the standard.
Yeah.
And the multiplayer as the premium content.
I
don't understand why. You're giving me the game, but I'm having to pay to play the actual game.
You're giving me Fallout 76, and all I want is Fallout 4.
Yes.
I think, though, the reason that's kind of justified is that all those Halo games since 2 forward, like, you lived online.
Yeah,
you
and, like, there's still a very active Reach multiplayer community.
Yeah. So it's way to, like, I'm surprised they did it, but it's really nice of them because when you think about it, the ones who aren't already played the campaign or just want to play with their friends still can do that for free.
Yeah.
And then only if you want to, you know, experience the, which you should because it's one of the few prequels that's actually awesome.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Oh, Pocket Asian 29 said they added ODST in 2015.
Yes.
To the Master Chief Collection.
I told you.
Huh.
How old am I?
Yeah, with the facts.
What else are they doing or bringing to the table? So the other part, too, like I have it on the Xbox and they're bringing it to the PC. So do I have to buy the game over again or?
I actually have no idea. I don't know because they're going to have it in the Microsoft store, but they're also going to have it on Steam, which I guess is a very big deal. Some people were very excited about it. Yeah, that is, it's a bold move, Cotton.
Yeah, let's see if it pays off.
And I feel like Steam is probably like fist pumping right now. They're just like, they needed a win.
We got one.
They needed a win.
That's true. Until somebody at Microsoft goes, do you guys not see these alerts? These Bing alerts? should we be on Steam?
No, what's more likely is that they'll look at the numbers and go, why the fuck are we getting charged 30% when these guys are charging 12?
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't partner with Epic. They obviously have relationships with them since the game's cross-platform and has probably made Xbox a lot of money. So that is an interesting choice. I wonder if Steam sweetened the deal. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Sweetened the deal on that next Half-Life.
Oh, yeah, they're 100% not getting a 30%. Yeah, because I think the more... Because they already introduced a new tier of, like, when you sell X amount of copies, it goes to 25, 75, and then after that it goes to 20, 80. So, like, they're already, I bet they're already not getting the 30%.
I got my conspiracy theory, Pocket Asian, get the Twitch clip ready. This is another prediction. I think that this symbolizes that when Steam is desperate enough to push the Half-Life 3 panic button, it's going to be an Xbox exclusive.
Boom. Why would it be an Xbox exclusive? Oh, you're saying as in addition to PC?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I was like, why would it not be on Steam?
Yeah, no, it'll be on Steam, but it won't be on the PlayStation.
Can you get Half-Life on PlayStation?
Maybe.
Can you get Half-Life?
Because I'm thinking about the Orange Box.
Yeah, Orange Box is Xbox.
I thought the Orange Box was an Xbox exclusive.
I don't know.
Xbox exclusive.
I don't know. I just make the predictions.
It's my E3 voice.
But I'm saying your prediction might not be a prediction because it might be what it already is.
The fact checkers check that one out.
Oh my god. So you. I'll look it up later. Oh my god.
Fact checker.
Speaking of Epic and Fortnite, there's always more Fortnite shit to talk about.
That's
so here we
good
are.
Though. Like this no. game is struggling.
Well, luckily it's not about the game, so I don't really care. But all the Fortnite dance emote lawsuits have been dropped. At this moment.
Really?
Wow. Two Millie, Carlton, Backpack Kid, somebody named Orange Shirt Kid.
Oh, that guy.
I don't know who that is.
He entered a contest, and I thought his dance became in the game.
I have no idea who
he's like some kid, the one that's like, that everybody does, that weird one, you know?
Yes, I can definitely tell what you're talking about.
For the people watching on Twitch, you got to see my interpretation.
I'm in a room with you, and I don't know what it is.
It's like that gif. Corey just walked up. Hello, fellow young people.
Yes. Yeah. Fucking Steve Buscemi over here. But so they've all, at the moment, dropped their lawsuits because, let's see, who was I looking at? GamesIndustry.biz. I was reading an article from them. It says, earlier this week, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a completely unrelated case that in order for a civil action to be taken for copyright infringement, the copyright has to have completed its registration process already.
Oh, so
and a
Carlton.
Lot of these guys were like trying to copyright and sue at the same time.
So these guys are like,
we'll be back.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
So I said an attorney speaking to the Hollywood Reporter said that this is simply a procedural setback, indicating that once the registration is completed, they'll just file again. But it's still kind of interesting to see, you know, what's going to go. Carlton, or Alfonso Ribeiro, I guess we should call him by his name.
What else has he done?
Has tried to copyright his dance in the past, and it was denied.
Oh, no.
But I guess the Supreme Court ruling didn't say anything about whether it was accepted. They just had to say, they said the registration process had to be complete. So whether it was denied or accepted, it had to be done.
But if it was denied, then it's not copyrighted, and therefore it's not copyright infringement.
I got nothing.
Boom. Lawyered.
I'm so far out of that. All I know is that now they got rid of planes, and now they have hamster balls with the toilet plunger.
Oh, my God.
Hamster balls.
Every time I hear new shit from this game, it just sounds worse and worse, and I'm like,
hamster balls.
Understand.
Yeah, you know, like the thing a hamster runs inside of.
Yeah,
yeah. There's that, and the guy sits in it, and he has a plunger, and you can attach it to people or trees and roll around. You're basically Hammond from Overwatch.
Dumb.
It is. It's incredibly dumb. But this is also Fortnite. So
why do people play this game?
They're leaning into who their audience is. Their audience is kids. And that's what they like. They like, you know, dumb shit like that.
Yeah. No, totally. And I hope the games learn from each other. Like, Fortnite's already pinched a whole bunch of great stuff off of Apex. And now I want Apex to take some of the really amazing marketing and, like, world events that happen in the Apex.
Oh, bring
that. Yeah. Like, it's cool to think now that you guys are invested in this BR, you could probably see, because I'm getting to the point, too, where you're in the groove. It's so repetitive. You know every map. You know every zig and zag of the mountains now. But so that'll get boring over time. So when they start doing cool shit, like, oh, my God, is that a meteor coming out? And then you log on the next day, and your favorite spot just got blown to shit. You know, and now there's other things popping up on the map that are kind of mysterious to look into. Like, that's fun. Like, I don't care who you are. You need something to keep this repetitive game mode going forward. Emma, do you disagree?
I just don't care.
Even for Apex, though.
Yeah.
You really don't care?
I think, like, such a blatant ripoff would just be terrible.
Well, not of like a meteor, but, you know, some world events that, you know,
when the dinosaurs walk on to the land.
Yeah.
There you go. Exactly. Get those things. Figure out what's going on with those guys.
every time I drop, I'm like, what the hell are those things?
I don't know.
Is there more of them? Is there only two left?
I think, I don't know. What level are you at now, Emma?
I've calmed down significantly. So I'm like 53.
Dude, you're still, like, at the same level as me, so you put in a lot of time already. And is it just because it got repetitive, or is there no other reason?
No, I just got busy doing other shit.
So you'll come back and
yeah.
and you'll be fine to keep going until infinity, or were you getting kind of, like, played out on it?
Well, I want a new map, and I eventually want new characters, but I want a new map before we get new characters.
Yes.
See, they're not going to bring in a new map for a very long time.
It's Fortnite.
If at all.
They'll just add things to it, if anything.
Yeah, to my knowledge, most of these Battle Royale games don't have multiple maps. It's usually one that shifts over time.
PUBG has multiple
maps. PUBG has a bunch of them.
Do you select at the beginning?
You
or
can.
Is it
you can select.
Or you can select random.
Yeah, you can select a specific map, or you can just go whatever pops up first.
I would actually then, if it was two options, I'd probably prefer the multiple maps. But still got to do stuff to keep it interesting in the game itself.
I just hope it's not Titans. They don't add Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would still stand by that. When you get to the last two teams, everybody gets a Titan.
No. Actually, yeah, that would be cool. That would be cool.
Are you still hunting the first dub down, Webb?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
What's going on? What's the issue?
How are you this bad?
It's okay. It's clearly not just me. It's a team-based game, Emma, and you've played on most of my games.
Ooh, don't say most. Do not say most.
You've
played a lot without
I'll say
me.
Say half.
Wait, Emma, you can't lead him to a dub. What's going on?
Don't worry about it. I mean, when I'm weighed down, I can only play so well. You're only as strong as your weakest link.
Hey, did you guys just see that bus pass by? I think Webb was underneath.
I know, man. Hey, come to the land of PC with me and Pocket Asian. We will take you to the promised land.
If I can get...
Didn't you just tell me that you and Pocket just get carried all the time?
No. No, I said we got our first win together yesterday.
You told me they got carried all the time.
I did hear them say that before.
Yeah.
I got stats to prove it. We can compare.
Anyway.
What else we got?
Talking about?
We were talking about Apex, which is a smooth transition to the other story. I almost threw up when I heard it, but then I got really happy.
Okay.
It was
would you like to share with the class?
It was a whirlwind of emotions. So sources are saying that Ninja was likely paid $1 million when he streamed Apex Legends.
Huh.
Like we had said. Like when the game first came out, we knew he got paid.
Yeah,
but I didn't think it was close to a milli.
That but in Ninja money, that's like
in Ninja money.
That's like his Starbucks allowance for the week.
That's like a few months of Twitch revenue.
Yeah. If that. I'd say like that's like a few weeks because he makes like $5 million a month.
No, he makes like $500,000 a month.
Oh, even still.
Well, but that's just from Twitch.
Yeah, that's just Twitch.
That's not with sponsors.
That's not sponsors or anything.
Yeah, this is just one report, so it could be off base, but it came from multiple sources now, including Reuters.
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 We established last weekend it's called Reuters.
As far as I know, all of the articles that I saw when I was writing the notes a few hours ago all pointed back to Reuters.
Reuters
as being the source,
so they're I'd call them semi-reliable, you know.
So, no, they are. They're that's yeah, a good that's
a good sign.
The reason why it should be Reuters is it's like the root of the news. Do they not know that? Like,
it's horrible.
Do they not know that they could rename?
No, I'm still convinced it's a Hooters where all of the waiters.
Oh, I forgot that's what he turned into.
Roosters. Still working on that one.
When I read the notes, though, I did actually read it as Reuters. Your voice
you
popped in my head.
You did actually read it as
I
Reuters?
I did actually read it as Reuters.
Oh, my God. You know, the other thing, too, is do we have... How much are these companies paying for Super Bowl commercials? Like, that...
$34 million?
Really? Like, what? Is that close?
I don't know.
I mean,
probably.
I would like to know, like, to get that ad space, is it a million? Like, if it's a million...
It's well over.
Okay.
I think it has to be.
Has to be more, right? Yeah. So, this is a deal. Because as we had said, like, if they would have put the money that they put towards streamers into a Super Bowl commercial, it would have got them the results of Titanfall. Titanfall 2, yeah.
CBS this year charged $5.25 million for a 30-second spot.
So if I had to choose for the launch of this game, the $5 million there, and let's say $5 million just in paying various streamers, because they didn't just pay Ninja.
Right.
This number could be for him, or it could be, you know, I gave $1 million to him, $500K to Shroud. You know, they could have divvied it up, or maybe it was $1 million total. Who knows? Either way.
Well, it said Ninja was paid $1 million. Yeah. So he got a solid meal by himself.
Yeah. So let's say they had that money, $5 million. They crushed it. Whoever the marketing guy is who made that decision and got that, ran up the chain of approval to launch this game basically only through paying Twitch streamers $5 million.
Yeah.
And it's
trying to convince them that that's a good investment, they killed it. Absolutely crushed it. Couldn't have spent that any dime they put better. So, like, at first when I saw the number, I was like, God damn, like, that's insane. But then when you compare it to the alternative, it was
true.
It was a smart, smart move.
Because how many followers does Ninja have?
Oh, jeez. I don't even know. It's an infinite number.
Fact checking now.
Yeah, we could fact check it.
Because the Super Bowl this year had, what, 98 million people watching it?
Yeah.
And so you're spending $5.25 million for 98 million people to see your commercial for 30 seconds.
30 seconds, if that.
Versus
13 million for Ninja.
Okay, so versus somebody that has, obviously doesn't have 13.6 million people watching him, but 13 million followers plus his Twitter following plus whatever else for hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call the, like, the way that they kind of monetize it is, like, viewers per minute. So when they are rating a streamer and doing their calculations and stuff, they rate them in minutes. So if 10 people are watching you for 1 minute, you know, you get a certain score. But if you have 10 people watching you for 10 minutes, it exponentially rises it. So when they're counting Ninja's value to a sponsor, they're counting it in that way. That's what they're saying. So this guy has 60,000 people watching him every minute. He looks like a fucking god.
Yeah.
Right. Now because their ads are 30 seconds to a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So they'll calculate it a little different.
So you get some dudes in there for a few hours, not only do his numbers look astronomical, you have to assume they're there for the long haul and they love this guy and they're going to do what he says rather than 30 seconds of just fluff that we've been so trained to tune out anyways.
Right.
Fucking brilliant.
That's why they call them influencers.
Fucking brilliant. Can't believe it. I think more games should go this route, to be honest. Like, I learned more about it watching those Ninja streams than I learned about it watching a fucking 30-second commercial.
Yeah.
Like, you looked at the game, you said, this is a good game.
Yeah.
These dudes are having fun. And if you didn't, like, you know, you can't mask it. So yeah. I don't think every game is going to find success doing this.
Like, true.
It's not just because they did this, it succeeded. It was a perfect recipe of this bomb fucking game and marketing it beautifully to the perfect demographic.
Right. But it is one of the best ways to get your games in front of eyes at this point. Like, you know, whatever game not every game can be a Apex or a Fortnite as far as success, but at least this is what gives you opportunity to get your games in front of more eyes. So it's $1 million for this company, but I'm sure if another game came along and at least it was decent and Ninja, you know, did enjoy playing it, then, maybe.
I was pointing out in chat that sorry, I wasn't trying to interrupt everybody. Oh no, no worries. What's going on? Pocket Asian clarified something that the orange box was Xbox and PS3.
Okay, there we go. Thank you, Corey was correct.
So the last thing that I had in our little notes was about Devil May Cry 5, because I feel like this game got zero love from us because none of us give a shit about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares, even though. Curtis's developer was Capcom.
Yep.
But we didn't really talk about it at all, and I thought it was worth mentioning that it knocked Anthem out of the top spot in the UK games charts.
Nice. The bigger news is that Anthem was in the top spot in the UK charts.
Oh, and the bigger news is it didn't just drop out from 1 to 2. It went from 1 to 4.
Dang.
The bigger news is that it only went down to 4. Where's Reuters on this?
So, Devil May Cry 5 came out, and it marks the second number one number one selling game for Capcom in just this year.
Jeez.
And we're only in March.
That's right. Resident Evil 2.
Because Resident Evil 2 was number one
remake.
As well.
That's right.
So what are we learning here? Capcom on the come up?
Yeah.
They're getting it. Damn. And also, Anthem fucking sucks, and people realize that. Anthem stayed at the top, I think, for 2 weeks. And now it's dropped from 1 to 4. And now, so it's Devil May Cry 5 at number one. Number two is Red Dead Redemption 2. Okay. Number three is Mario Kart 8. And then it's Anthem.
Jeez. Mario Kart 8, hold it down.
And keeping in mind the release dates for Mario Kart 8 and Red Dead Redemption 2 and how recently Anthem came out.
My big issues with Anthem are just like issues that in 2019 we shouldn't be having. Like we shouldn't be having like an NPC that's supposed to be looking at you but is slightly looking off. And so the whole time you're wanting to kind of just like move yourself in front of them. So they're looking at you when they talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I started doing that in real life. Like, in person, I'm sitting there, like, in a cutscene. I'm, like, trying to, like, what is she looking at? Why is she looking behind me right now?
You can't, man, video games are hard to make. I was, I was in a Discord hanging out with Pocket Asian, and one of his buddies was coding as he was just in there talking to us. And we were playing for a few hours, and the entire time, this dude was trying to figure out how to, like, work a door. He's programming a mod for a game. And people were giving him a suggestion. Did you delete it? Did you do that? Did you uninstall? Did you put it? And this guy was talking about just trying to get a door. Hours. So it's a hard gig, dude.
Pocket and chat says, to be fair, that guy's pretty dumb.
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything.
He's like, this is not a good comparison. This is not representative of the issues.
Of the community. Yeah, I'm sure your buddy's going to appreciate that one, man.
Pocket Asian says, like, really dumb.
Thank you guys so much for watching the stream. If you're on twitch.tv, we appreciate it. We appreciate the bit of banter. Apologies for the technical difficulties we had. They thought we were live. I thought we were live. Apparently we weren't, so... apologies on that one, but that's what you get when you watch us live. You never know what's going to happen. So if you listen to the show on iTunes or any of those great podcasting platforms, you can watch us on Wednesday nights and Saturday nights. But as for this week, what do you got going on, David?
I will be streaming tomorrow, Thursday, doing probably Apex.
All right, cool. On console.
We'll see if I can get my gaming PC up.
All right.
I'm
going to
play on there.
All right. There's hope for the man yet. Curtis, what about you? You going back into that career mode?
I'm going back into career mode and just trying to get better. I'm finally winning games, clutching out games.
Yeah.
And I am going to spend some money to upgrade my player.
You should, but I think one thing that I was impressed with, because I haven't caught too many of your basketball streams, is your trash talk. Like, you're in it. Like, you're really getting upset, like, with yourself and with your teammates.
Oh, bro, I got pop-offs.
Yeah, there was
like,
pop-offs.
Like, all my Twitch clips from playing NBA 2K are pop-offs or me making, like, ridiculous focus faces, so.
You were telling me the story of your character, too. Like, you got traded for sandwiches?
Yeah, that's everybody.
David, I got traded for sandwiches.
Yeah. You didn't even play a game yet, did you?
I didn't even play a game. I was out there, I was ready, I was like, put me in, coach, let's do it. He's like... We got this deal with Subway.
Is it actually Subway?
No, but it's same basic thing. It's, yeah.
Dang,
it's Busway.
Emma Skies, you've been busy streaming as well.
Hopefully I will be on tomorrow if I don't get sucked back into ribbon cutting hell where I've been for the last few days.
Can you talk about what the cosplay is? Does everybody already know? Is it public?
That one is not. The ribbon cutting one is not. But just know that I have, as of today, cut and uncurled over 1,000 individual strands of ribbon, and I want to fucking die.
Oh my gosh, why would you do this to yourself?
You'll see.
I told you. I know what it is.
Oh,
I told you.
My
construction
gosh.
Paper and a shredder.
That's horrible.
Oh my gosh. I think I know what it is too, and I will say nothing.
We'll talk after. Yeah. We'll talk after.
Also, there is a event going on tomorrow at UC Berkeley I'll be at. It'll be today, actually. So wish me luck. It's exciting, always nerve-wracking to do those type of events for me. So appreciate that. David Webb.
Kelo Fight District. They got a tournament going on this weekend and Jay's barbecuing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. His fucking barbecue is ridiculous. Second to none. All right. That's our show. Thank you guys so much for taking a listen. For Curtis Fisher, the real David Webb, Emma Skies. My name is Corey. saying you've just been banged.